Ladies, we date smarter, not harder in 2025. So here are five questions to ask in the early stages of dating. This is really for the early stages of dating when you're still kind of figuring each other out. Some of these I mentioned before, but I'll say it again because they are that important. So let's go.
They just don't get it. They want to believe that they're fucking like, you know, intelligent on that deeper level, but they just aren't.
What's the most romantic thing you've ever done for a woman? What's your favorite thing about your ex-girlfriend or your ex-wife? When a woman that you're dating challenges you, what's your gut instinct? When you really like a woman, how do you treat her differently? What kind of behavior instantly makes you lose respect for someone that you're dating? Okay, those are five. I've got more where that came from. If you want a part two, comment down below.
I don't want to hear that shit.
Those questions would lead me to believe that this woman has dated a lot or been in therapy. And both of those things should lead you out the door of a date. Hey,
I'm for your life. This is what I wish I knew when I was in my 20s. As a woman who's now in my 30s, when it comes to dating, if he does not thoroughly enjoy taking care of you, run. It should turn him on to please you. It should fill his cup to fill yours.
Yeah, that's actually a feminine thing for you to get turned on. Yeah, I bought her some flowers, bro. My dick just got so hard.
Like, what? What?
If there is any sentiment that you are a burden, a chore, depleting him, what do you bring to the table? Any of that, run. If he does not naturally make you a priority, next. If he has enough time in his day to use the restroom, if he has enough time in his day to eat food, he has enough time in his day to call you, to text you, to get back to you, to prioritize you. People prioritize what they want to prioritize.
She's right. So why don't the men that you date and attract prioritize you?
That is the first question, believe it or not, that needs to be asked.
Someone raised on love cannot date someone raised on survival. Unfortunately, this is especially prevalent in Black communities where people had to grow up raising themselves in really difficult situations. If he does not get therapy and is at a point of healing to the point where he can recognize love and give love and process love, do not waste your time if you are raised on love.
I want you to shut the fuck up.
Don't take advice from people who never did it on how to do it. How can these people give dating advice when they never succeeded at dating? It'll never make sense to me, folks. She was on Kevin Samuels talking the same nonsense, and she's still in the same position years later.
You can't make this shit up.
Here's why dating is harder after 30. As a life and relationship coach for smart and successful Black women and women of color, all of my clients are generally over the age of 30, and I hear them talk about how difficult dating is and how much harder dating is in their 30s and 40s compared to when they were in their 20s.
Yes.
And yeah, it's true. Dating is harder the older that you get, but it is especially harder when you cross over from those late 20s into those early to mid 30s. And here's why. When you're in your 20s, you're not looking for anything. You're having a good time. You're exploring yourself. You're exploring the dating scene. And you are just enjoying the pleasure of it all.
She got your ass.
And that right there is the problem. These women's parents didn't teach them that your prime years are the years to cultivate something real, not just F them off and have fun. This is the time you have the most leverage and you're the most likely to get the best man you're ever going to get.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
There's something so refreshing about being single. Not single, but I want to date single. Not single with a roster, but avoidant single. I'm traumatized by men single. Just not too much on me. When I tell you this is the season to get your PhD, get your pH balanced, focus on them kids, because your skin glows different. Your hair grows different, even though I'm having postpartum shedding, but not too much on me. It's fatter. Checks fatter. And you sleep like an infant knowing you're not getting cheated on. We love it over here.
What you mean to say is all the niggas you up with ain't sh**.
You're telling on yourself when it comes to what type of guys you've been attracting and been attracted to. And oh my goodness, postpartum, so you just had a child and you're on the internet talking like this. She's all about her. She's a fairly attractive woman, but that's why I say 8, 9s, and 10s aren't relationship material. They care more about themselves and their cuteness more than they will ever care about you and the family you guys started.
You don't know that.
I'm a gestures kind of girl. I need to see
that you like me. Telling me, everybody tell me, I need you to show me where are the flowers, where is the date, where is the small gestures, where is remembering my favorite snack and bringing it to me when I'm having a bad day, where is it? Why are y'all the girls? I'm a girl. Why are y'all the girls?
Shut the fuck. This is just awful stupid.
I'm a girl. Why are y'all the girls?
Because they have options, like the girls. The top 10% men that you chase, they got options like the girlies. So you should understand why they acting like that. Yeah, plenty of guys in your inbox that would do it, but you don't care about them. But the guys that you're into, they don't got a core.
Y'all gotta stop asking men, are they single? Y'all need to start asking them, are you emotionally attached to somebody? Because a lot of these men are afraid of the word girlfriend because it comes with a certain type of commitment, but they will be in love with somebody. Like, there will be a woman in her bed twiddling her thumbs and rubbing her toes together talking about that is her man while he is in your face on a date. I kid you not. And then they'll pull the, well, I'm single. Okay, you're single, but are you emotionally attached to someone? Is your heart interlinked with somebody's? Is there a girl at home talking about she's in love with you and thinking that y'all about to have a fairy tale and one day be together?
Yes.
Yes, I can help you out with that. The answer is yes. If you're talking about a 0.5%er to a 10%er, that range, then yes. There's multiple women somewhere that think he's her man, and he's not. All the tall, fine men who got a little bit of paper, yes, the answer is yes. You shouldn't even have to ask this question. Because you've been in this same loop since high school. But nice bull ring, though.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.